For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday night, my relationship with my 70-year-old mother nearly came to an end officially.
Okay, what did you do? I'm going to assume it was your fault.
It was my fault. This is a guy's perspective this morning. I did send a text to my mum that was very, very inappropriate, was not supposed to go to her.
Was it a text or a picture?
It was a text.
Okay.
But I would almost rather it be a picture. It couldn't have been worse than this text. Okay, I was at dinner Friday night, doing my own thing by myself. I was in a text conversation with two people. My best friend, who lives in Iowa, and it was a very, very inappropriate, not-for-radio boys conversation.
Okay.
He was talking about just his weekend and everything that's just not appropriate in life.
Okay.
And then I'm speaking to my mum, just about going back to Australia. Have you bought your ticket yet? You know, and I'm doing it at the same time, and I'm drinking an old-fashioned, and I'm having a good time. And I wrote back to my mum exactly what was supposed to go to my friend.
Oh, gosh.
I sent the message. Sent. I look, and I see it's gone to my mother. I start shaking immediately, because this is like a relationship deal-breaker.
Oh, and you're already terrified of your mom as it is.
Exactly. And then my first thought is, I wanted to break my phone. In the restaurant, I nearly threw it on the ground. I'm like, is this going to make the text throw away if I just throw my phone on and break it?
That must have been a bad text. If that was your first instinct, was I'll smash my phone.
It would be the most horrible one I've ever sent to my mom, ever. And then I'm like, okay, guy, get it together. Think through this. What can you say when she responds to you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hang on. Doesn't Apple have a message unsent button?
They did. That was part of the update. Did you get it in
so
time?
I'm like, all right, use your intelligence. I haven't used this before, so I click on the text. And it says message unsend. I click it immediately, and then it said message unsent. So I'm like, start to breathe a little bit, but has it really been unsent, or did she read it before I was able to unsend it? So then I'm on a Google search as I'm shaking. I'm like, what does message unsent mean? Could they have still read it? Blah, 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 blah. So the next 15 minutes, I'm just terrified. I couldn't eat my meal anymore. I couldn't even drink. I just sat there waiting for a response from my mum. Or I was wondering if she was talking to my dad, saying, how are we going to respond to this? All the stuff is going through my head. Eventually, she responded to the previous text I wrote her. So she obviously hadn't seen it.
Yay.
So I want to thank Apple or whoever created the message unsend button on your iPhone, because it literally saved my life.
Your guy is still in the will because of you.
Exactly. I'd be out of it. I'd be taking a second job. But that's what I want to know for a guy's perspective this morning. Have you ever done something like this?
Okay. All right, weigh in. You could call or text us. Text the right number, 888-431-3764. Well, Guy was almost written out of the will after a text message was accidentally sent to his mom that was intended for his best friend. Thank God for the unsend button.
I used the unsend button. I worked it out quickly. It was the most inappropriate text. It was like Guy's talking to my best friend, and I'm not an appropriate person when I write sometimes. I was visibly shaking, Kelly, shaking. It was a deal breaker.
We just tested it in the studio right now. I was like, okay, let's see. Like, what does the other person see? And so I did it to you, and it still shows on your phone that I unsent a message. So your mom saw that there was a message sent that got unsent.
And I saw your original text. I got there before you unsent it. So if she had her phone on her immediately, she would have seen it. And then it disappeared. Luckily, she didn't. My gosh.
Well, yeah.
I still get anxiety. I wouldn't have gone out this weekend. I wouldn't have gone to Kane. I would have stayed in my room. I would have canceled my date.
Well, there are a lot of people trying to make you feel better, like the 909 that says, don't worry, my sister's mother-in-law accidentally sent an inappropriate picture to the family group text message.
Horror stories. Horror stories.
That's going to make for an awkward Thanksgiving.
Ooh, 951, long before the unsent message was available, I sent my husband a naughty text message, only to realize that I hit send, that I accidentally sent it to our middle daughter. Luckily, we were all in the same place, and I just had to run screaming, screaming, don't open your phone message. glad you worked out, guy.
Yeah, that's awkward. 909 says here, I once sent a very messed up text message to my daughter's dad. I tried to unsend it, but he saw it before it was unsent. So he must have done the same thing.
You have to be so careful. This was a wake-up call to me. It was just what you write and how you have to check it out, because it's scary.
Well, and I feel like, especially when you're drinking, there should be like a second step to sending a text message, like asking, are you sure you want to send this? Is this the right person? Just to make sure that you're not firing off text messages to the wrong person.
Exactly. I do want to thank Apple. And if you don't know about the unsend message, do it immediately. Learn. You have 2 minutes after you send the text to get rid of that thing.
I can tell by the way that you...
If you didn't know, iPhones have an unsend button. You have 2 minutes to delete a text message if you send it on an iPhone. I learned that out the hard way on Friday night.
That unsend was a godsend for you.
It nearly ruined relationship with my family. I was talking to two people in a text thread while I was at dinner on Friday night alone, my mum and my best friend. Boy talk, extremely inappropriate. Extremely inappropriate.
Not a text you want your mom to see.
I texted it to my mum. I panicked. I nearly broke my phone, but then I was able within 2 minutes to work out the unsend button, and it literally saved me.
Well, you're not alone when it comes to texting two people at the same time. The 909 says, my ex-wife and I were arguing about some dumb things while I was simultaneously texting with my command team.
Right.
I accidentally replied to the wrong thread. Why do you have to make an argument out of everything? It wasn't until somebody on my team texted me on the side and said, wrong thread, dude.
It's the most awful feeling. You feel exposed and humiliated.
You want to talk about exposed? We had this happen on a baseball thread. It was all the families that are on one thread. And I don't know what was going on at home, but somebody decided to post all of their bank account information.
What?
Yes.
To the text thread?
To the text thread of all the baseball families. And it took somebody to go, wrong message. And they went, can everybody please delete that information off of their phone?
So you saw everything?
Oh, yeah. They did a lot more shopping than I did because I'm nosy. I went through it.
Oh, that is mortifying. 760, I wish I had the unsend button when I accidentally sent a side message to the group text talking, you know what, about someone in the group text.
Oh, happens to the best of us.
You got to be aware.
Yeah, well, you can always text us, 888-431-3764.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.